Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Time for another Pick 3, this week featuring new releases from a Jersey hero, a New York City chamber ensemble, and an orchestra way up in Rochester, New York, which is where my guest, Julia Figueres, joins us from. She's the music director and midday music host at WXXI-FM in Rochester. Julia, welcome back to Soundcheck.
It's so nice to be back, John. Thank you for asking me.
So a little hometown pride kicking off your Pick 3 for us this week.
I would be run out of town if this were my number one. I would never show my face again in Rochester. You bet. The Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra has a brand new CD out, and thank you for asking me to do this on the actual release date. So, today is the release date.
Now, we should say for people who are not in Rochester that this is an orchestra that under an older name, the Eastman Rochester Philharmonic, was a pretty important orchestra for many decades in the 20th century. What are they up to these days?
Well, we still think they're pretty important. And we just changed music directors. Ariel Remenwright began this year. And after 13 years at the helm, Christopher Seaman stepped down. So this is sort of his kiss goodbye.
Swan song.
As music director. Mm-hmm. His swan song. He chose two of his favorite pieces by his favorite composer, Ralph Vaughan Williams, and created this Harmonia Mundi CD. It's a live recording, but there will be no obnoxious applauding at the end of each piece, so you don't have to worry about that guy who always stands up and yells, bravo. That's not going to happen here. But he chose a London Symphony and Serenade to Music, and this... Even as a fangirl, I have to tell you, this is a wonderful CD. They did a great job. They really did. He has so much love, and the orchestra clearly returns it to him.
Let's hear a little bit of Christopher Seaman, now the conductor laureate of the Rochester Philharmonic, and this new recording of Vaughan Williams' Serenade to Music. Just a little bit of the Serenade to Music by the English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams in a new recording from the Rochester Philharmonic and Christopher Seaman conducting. It also features Vaughan Williams' London Symphony, and that's kicking off Julia Figueres' Pick 3 for us this week. She's up at WXXI in Rochester. Although, as we move along, your next pick is from our backyard. Tell us about The Knights.
This is a really interesting project. It's on Laura St. John's Enkelagen label.
Laura St. John is herself a very well-known violin soloist.
A fabulous violinist, and she has her own label, and she records on it, but she records other people on it as well. So this group, The Knights, have put out this CD on her label that is called A Second of Silence. They describe it as music that hovers. And inside they write, dissolution into silence remains their ultimate object. And it really does capture this hanging music that is everything from Philip Glass to Schubert to Morton Feldman. It's really, and Eric Satie, of course. And it is. It's music that hovers. And that's why I love this. It brings you to a place and just carries you along. It's just a lovely CD and a terrific performance as well.
Let's hear a little bit of Franz Schubert's song, Des Baches Wiegenlied, originally from his song cycle, Die Schöne Müllerin, in an arrangement and performance by The Knights. Thank you. Some music from Franz Schubert, originally from his song cycle Die Schöne Müllerin. Here, an instrumental arrangement and performance by The Knights, a string ensemble here in New York. They're actually going to be the ensemble in residence at our sister station, WQXR, on April 3rd and 4th, and also performing for our listeners in Detroit on Monday, April 9th, at a Detroit Symphony Orchestra-sponsored performance at the Music Box. Their new record called A Second of Silence is on Julia Figueres' Pick 3 for us this week. And a little bit of a left turn as we get to number 3 on your list. Are you a longtime Bruce Springsteen fan or a recent convert?
Oh, I am. I've been listening to Bruce Springsteen for so long. The first time I heard him, I'd just come home for my freshman year, and my friend David Beyer, who went to Swarthmore, said, "You've got to hear this guy. He's playing our spring fling, and he's awesome." And he played me Bruce Springsteen's first two albums, Remember Albums. Mm-hmm. And it's been a love affair ever since. I just adore him, and his new CD, Wrecking Ball, is fabulous. It's everything it's supposed to be.
It's also, you know, a little poignant to hear, like, you know, Clarence Clemens, the big man with the big sax solo, you know, having passed away recently. Last time that we're going to hear the two of them working together. We hear them together in this song called Land of Hope and Dreams, right?
Oh, yes. And when that sax kicks in, and you know it's Clarence, it's a heartbreaker, and yet it lifts you up too.
Julia Figueres is music director and midday music host on WXXI 91.5 in Rochester, New York, with our Pick 3 this week. Julia, nice speaking with you again.
Thanks for having me back, John.
This is Soundcheck. Up next, baritone Thomas Hampson brings his portrayal of Shakespeare's Macbeth to the Metropolitan Opera this week. He's up next on Soundcheck.